the sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Ian goes out to these laundromats around town. He's really just found one that really strikes his fancy because it's in a dicey part of town. He always runs into interesting people when he is out there, and he asks them to reveal their dirty secrets to him. I mean, it's dirty laundry, right? Mm-hmm. Things that you don't normally tell other people. And sometimes it takes a little poking and prodding, and today we have ourselves a double feature, right, Ian?
Yes, we do. I lucked out, actually. I had some people who were very willing to let me into their dirty laundry.
Very nice.
Yes, the first person who I talked to was a taller gentleman. He caught my interest because he was wearing a hat that was kind of bedazzled with pot leaves on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, this guy's got to have some good stories.
Fashionable.
Yes, he was actually just hanging out outside the laundromat. They have a community of people that just hang out outside.
Okay.
Which is strange. I don't know if you guys recall, but remember when I told you that they put maple syrup on the curb so no one would sit on it? Yeah, those are the people they're trying to deter from standing outside. So he had a story about an unfortunate fashion incident. And then after him, like immediately right after, a couple walked into the bar. And they were adorable because they had a dog and almost no teeth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
The dog had no teeth?
No, the dog had all the teeth. It's the
couple.
It was the owners.
They were gummy?
Really gummy. Really gummy. And then the teeth they did have, it was like really spaced out. It was it was like that typical Halloween costume that you always
see. Like the dentures or whatever.
Yeah.
And you thought, I should talk to them. And that's what leads us to today's double feature in Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, so currently I'm outside the bar laundromat. I've met a couple of friends, but I have one here in particular. I like your hat. It's got a bunch of pot leaves on it, and it says, what does it say on the side? High Life 420. I'm just looking for something you've never told anybody before. What do you got?
Man, I just got a funny story real quick for you. Like, okay, so I have been walking for miles all day, just running errands, and I didn't want to take the bus. So I take my shoes off to air them out, right? So I go get a beer, smoke a cigarette, I come back, they're gone, right? So I'm freaking out. So I run back to the liquor store, I get two black bags, I tie them around my shoe, right? No lie, I had to walk around with those for hours. That was just some embarrassing moment of mine, because, you know, sometimes I got a pretty big ego and it got knocked down that day, you know? I got knocked down a little bit that day. I had to walk around with two black plastic bags around my shoes.
Now, why do you have a big ego?
I don't know. I'm just in tune with my star players sometimes, you know? And you gotta be to stay on top of your own game and keep moving, you know? Keep moving forward.
Even if it's in plastic bags.
Exactly.
Dirty Laundry.
I have a couple. How are you guys?
Good.
You have a beautiful dog here. What's the dog's name?
Jojo Marie. She can count to 1, 2, 3 and p*** on tree better than me.
I told you guys a little bit. The segment's called Dirty Laundry. I'm just looking for something you've never told anybody before. Now, is there something you guys have been through together?
Yeah. A lot.
Lift the gear up.
Because we didn't pay our rent, I got hit with a wrench.
Oh, no. Actually, we ain't had sex in about a week. So we walked down a bike path all the way out. Way out that way and laid a blanket down and had sex right there up against the wall on the bike path. On a public bike path.
Now, did any families come by or anything?
We don't know. We heard people, but we just tried to act like they were not there and nobody saw us.
Oh, now that's love. Say you had another situation where there was a bike path and you guys laid the blanket down and someone came up and asked, hey, can I join the party?
Negatory, you can pay $10 to watch.
All right, now let's go back. You got hit with a wrench?
Oh, no. The lady, we overheard someone confronted her about it, and she was, like, trying to take all of our Social Security. And when we told her no, she threatened her with a big old giant, like, 2-foot-long wrench, and it got all bad from there. Yeah. I had to snatch it out of her hand, and then her boyfriend came at me. I had to go at him and take care of him.
And Jojo Marie was there the entire time?
Yeah, yes. We took Jojo Marie and her and threw her over the wall, and we got safe.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.